Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Baxes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish juggles the ball. That's an error on McLish. Lump moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Held reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Boone reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Boone moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lump reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri is walked intentionally. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Held, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tuttle scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 4 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power moves to second. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.